The national chairman of the PNC, Bernard Mona, has dispelled the notion that the party's flag bearer, Dr. Edward Mahama, is not doing any serious campaigning. He told Radio Ghana's George Ankra that the campaign strategy of the party is not anchored on fanfare.
Over the years, our presidential candidate has come to the conclusion that it is not this euphoric campaign win election. He is one of the longest serving presidential candidates in this country. He understands the nuances and he has adopted what we call the same group organizations, where he meets people in their barbering shops, meets people in their tailoring shops, he meets people in welding and mechanic shops. And these micro meetings are ensuring that he's able to impact directly to these individuals and the groups so that they will be able to understand his policies rather than just jump onto mass passing of people and then talking maybe some 10 minutes and thinking that he's been able to excite them and at the end of the day he should win votes. We want our policies to permeate to the lowest level in our national endeavor. And therefore, the presidential candidate of the PNC has embarked on this cell group meeting and these small micro meetings with the people. Unfortunately, some of our party members want to just go out there and mobilize and bash people so that we can have fanfare rallies and jump out and say that we are doing campaign. Because they are not seeing this, they think that Edward Mahama is not doing anything. As national chairman, I can assure you that Edward Mahama and the strategy that is adopted now is working and winning many souls for the People's National Convention. And at the end of the election, the people of Ghana and the votes that we will get will determine whether indeed he worked or he did not work.
You heard Bernard Mona, the national chairman of the PNC.
CPP flag bearer Ivor Greenstreet says his campaign tour of the Volta region is very fertile. He told Radio Ghana that a vote for the MPP and the NDC would be a wasted vote. He said the CPP is ready to take over power and develop the country for everybody to feel comfortable and support nation building as happened during the regime of the first president Osagyefo, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah.
We are in the Volta region for the last 2 or 3 days and will continue for about 9 days, during which we will visit every district and constituency in the region. God being so good, the political soil is very fertile. Very fertile because for one quarter of 100 years, one quarter of a century, 24 years, 25 years, next year, we would have been ruled since the 1992 Fourth Republic began by two parties. That is the National Democratic Congress and the New Patriotic Party. And it is not us who are saying it. The ordinary Ghanaian is saying it. That they don't see what these two parties have been able to achieve for them. And yet we are a wealthy nation. Oil, gold, gas, timber, cocoa, bauxite, diamonds, fertile land, access to water resources. We are not supposed to be in the position that we find ourselves in. Only recently, both these two parties passed the petroleum bill at Parliament. And that petroleum bill ensures that when dealing with the revenue from our oil, we are using a system of obtaining royalties and taxes. The system of obtaining royalties and taxes between 2010 to 2015 has given this nation $3 billion as revenue from its oil. But there is another system called the Production Sharing Agreement System, which has been used by all progressive countries in Africa and around the world dealing with oil revenue for governments. Nigeria is using it. Ivory Coast is using it. Senegal is using it. So many countries in Africa are using it. Under that system, which is a system the CPP would have employed, we would have earned $9 billion from our oil between 2010-2015. So it is about leadership. It is about courage. It is about earning more from what God has bequeathed this our great nation. And the more we earn from it through our policies of self-determination, which is one of the key principles of the Convention People's Party, which brought political independence to this nation and is the only party that can bring economic independence, is that we do away with these two larger parties and bring a party which truly believes in truth, justice, opportunity, progress for all Ghanaians, not believing in dividing the nation with tribal World Bank, but a party which believes in the oneness of Ghana and in the ability of providing opportunity to all its citizens wherever they are spread across this our great land.
If you are telling me that the political soil in the Volta region is fertile and this soil belongs to the NDC, how sure are you that the people are not deceiving you? What is your belief?
You can never be sure that the people are not deceiving you. So what you also have to do is be well organized. That is why this tour is not about busing people from place to place and about going house to house, community to community, or should I say even ghetto to ghetto, whereby we meet with our organizers, with our people on the ground, who who will hold the fort and stand strong and steady all the way until the last night of December 6th, all the way to people queuing to vote on December the 7th. And this time we believe that will inure to the benefit of the party and improve our results and our fortune. But the most important thing we are pleading with Ghanaians is that to continue to vote for either NDC or MPP is the wasted vote. And they should be brave and courageous and vote for the Convention People's Party, because courage is the first of all quality. So we are asking Ghanaians to be courageous and to vote for the party that is going to transform their lives for the better.
What exactly is your policy on agriculture, Mr. Greenstreet?
Well, it is obvious to you that as of now, the situation that our farmers are confronted with in terms of still their feeder roads being poor, access to subsidies for their inputs and for their fertilizers are not having the effect that we wish them to, still they're not getting the right market price for their produce, and still, increasingly, over the years, we are importing more and more and more produce from abroad that we could quite easily and properly be doing here. So we have to have full attention and focus on the agricultural sector and do everything we can to assist farmers to be able to enhance their productivity and move away from the rudimentary system of agricultural production that they are engaged in now to more sophisticated methods based on science and technology and new methods that will enable them to get higher rates of their produce, which will enable them to make more money and have greater returns for them as individuals and their families, their communities, and by extension, the whole of the nation.
I know your
and
vibration.
Baskets of Africa.